go.
Huh?
Luke, you're just saying that.
We're back!
From my... Hey, we're back, everybody. Welcome.
Hey. Were we gone?
Here's a candy cigarette from last week.
Did you do that on the podcast last week? Because you kept doing it with all of our friends that came over.
Yeah, we did.
Fun I wonder syrup. What it's like to have parents that are bad influences.
Wonder what it's like to have parents.
Were we not a bad influence? Were we good? We're good influence?
We're good influence. Weren't we?
Yeah, you were great.
Do you feel like you can...
Why did you say it like that?
I'm just making a joke because dad's always smoking candy cigarettes.
Right.
That's
at least it's not
degree of bad
cocaine.
Influence.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was, I hope I was a good influence. I think we were pretty chill.
I think if you were around more, then maybe you would have been.
Oh! that was deep.
It's hard to make mistakes when
it's
you're
hard
not
to know,
with your kids.
It's hard to know though since I never saw you. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow. He was around. I broke it down for you guys.
Yeah. I think that he's
I'm
around
joking.
More than.
I'm only joking. He was probably
here,
around more than your dad.
He had
maybe.
More condensed time. You know, he was here full days.
That's what I did.
Right. My Sam, dad was only here.
Sam, can you go get my wallet? I want to give
Wait,
Olivia some
talking.
Cash.
Thank you.
Luke
Thanks,
was
Sam.
Talking.
No, it's all right. That's more important.
Yeah, Luke's having a deep moment.
Luke's having a deep moment.
Wait, what'd you say?
But he said the money's more
Luke,
important.
Luke, please be quiet. No. My dad's getting me money. Thanks.
What were you saying? No. Sorry.
Money, please.
That would no, be you were gone time. On the weekends, but you were here on weekdays for full days. So you really got to experience the full breadth of a Tim day, where I only got to experience my dad on an after work day.
That's right.
Which is a different person. You know?
And I did break it down one time for the kids on the whiteboard, said, this is how many hours, you know, your dad is home. And I broke it all down and he was home.
Yeah, your dad's really
That's every
good.
Kid's dream.
About a month. It was
no,
funny.
Guys,
was
I promise he's here. Look at the whiteboard.
Exactly.
Look at the hours he's here. He's clocking in, he's clocking out.
And it was 4 more hours than the other guy's dad. I'm not going to say their name, but.
Oh. Oh, you're thinking of someone.
Thank you. Here's
thanks, Daddy.
Here's
wow,
$22.
Is that from the wash? Because I think that's mine.
We
appreciate
find
it.
You guys have buckets of money around this house in every drawer.
Right.
You'll find like $5 and be
is
like,
that not
every, put it in
everyone though? Like I feel like we have no. just coins everywhere.
This is not a good story to tell.
Wait, why?
Wait, why?
On the podcast. For-
oh yes. because of burglars.
There are a bunch of ones though. To be fair.
Yeah. You want to break in the house and steal $12 in 70 different drawers.
I do.
That's
I
about
have,
what it is, yeah.
I have a bucket, you know, where you throw your change and your car keys. And
it's a fascinating
and
bucket.
Just lots of ones.
And golf balls.
Golf tees, golf balls. Yeah.
All right. Let's get down to business.
Let's get down to business.
Wait, show Heather, show
Heather,
everybody
what
your drink.
Oh, gosh,
look
guys.
At that thing. That it's, looks like a...
Yeah, what, lemons.
What is it?
It's like a Guinness.
Wait,
it's,
what is it, Heather?
It's lemons with lemon peel. Camu again.
Hey, camu,
here we go.
Who made this song?
Delicious and good for you.
What?
It'll make your skin glow. Why don't you give it a go? I know it sounds crazy,
but that's
but
so
I promise it's true.
It's true.
Now, as well as all of the health benefits, they've recently released
is this
a
my
new
guy I love?
Caramel flavor.
It does taste like
pass me a can of caramel camu. It's delicious and good for you.
Who is this guy? Does he have a job?
Is he Jamaican? Because if he's the Jamaican guy, I love him. He sings about cucumbers and other things.
No. This was made specifically for you.
Well, who made it?
Luke Capon.
He did?
Yeah.
The guy from England that listens to this?
We should get him to call
what?
In.
I know.
That's so cute.
Hey, Luke.
Thanks, Luke.
Luke,
I'll message him. Don't you?
We're gonna get you on.
Well, what happened was
there's just so many.
I emailed him like a couple times. Luke, let's work. Let's do something together. But his emails are going to my junk mail.
Oh,
I didn't realize.
Dang.
I thought he was blowing me off and like
right.
Just
you're
kind
like,
of
I'm serious.
Didn't want to be my
dad's
friend.
Like sweating away at the typewriter, the typewriter, the keyboard. He's like,
I gotta type this to Luke.
Mm-hmm. So
Capon, it's Capon.
Yeah.
Love
so
it.
Do we want to listen to it from the beginning?
Yeah.
Is that, did
or you can phase out with it too.
No, we'll listen to it from the beginning.
Okay, that's it was so just, cute.
Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Pass me a can of Camu Camu.
We could make a whole play.
And good for you.
About Camu Camu?
Yes. It'll make your skin glow. Why don't you give it a go? I know it sounds crazy, but I promise it's true. Now, as well as all of the health benefits, they've recently released a new caramel flavor.
It's kind of like a Great British Bake Off.
It is.
Can of caramel, Camu Camu. It's delicious and good for you. It'll thicken your hair like a grizzly bear. I know it sounds crazy, but I promise it's true. Now, you might not believe this. They're actually releasing a new version that's also got nicotine in it for smokers.
Perfect.
They thought of everything, really.
Crazy.
Pass me a can of Camel.
Wow.
Camel, Camu, Camu.
He's all of the Wiggles in one.
Yeah. I love it.
It tastes like chocolate frosting. Just ask a Heather Hawkins. I know it sounds crazy.
That's got chills. Is that weird?
That's
now, not only is there now a caramel and nicotine flavored one, they've redesigned the packaging. It's a bit strange because it's really hard to see. It's some kind of branding idea. Who knows? Pass me a can of Camo Camel, oh, caramel, Camu Camu. For you.
Oh my God.
He's good.
Brilliant.
I know it sounds crazy, but I promise it's true. Now, I know you're not going to believe me.
Uh-oh, another one.
Not only have they now got a caramel flavored version that's got nicotine in it, it's really hard to see. You can actually use it as a boat. Really?
A boat?
I'm telling the truth. Pass me a can of Canu Camo Camo Caramel Camu Camu. It's delicious.
Canu,
and
canu,
good for
yeah.
You. Canu, oh,
canu,
canu. Said this is super nutrition. I know it sounds crazy, but I promise it's true.
Nice bridge.
Oh, this
love
is
that. No, it's a lot, but you should give it a shot. I know it seems mad, but I know you'll be glad. So pick up a can.
Oh, he's going for it.
Make
yeah.
you a better man.
I like it.
Oh, lady.
Yes.
Wait, or lady.
Camu
make
Camu
you a better man or lady.
Oh, better man or lady.
Please consult a professional dietitian before you make any dramatic changes in your diet.
Oh, diet.
Happy 100, guys. Cheers.
Oh,
that was so cool.
That was incredible.
What a cool guy. I love that.
That was so clever. I love his voice. We
yeah,
the,
me too.
I love that.
Is he Australian? Talk.
Well, I don't think he is. I think he's actually a Brit.
He's Brit.
Well, he's got that something going, right? He's
really
right.
Can't tell.
Hello. Just sitting down at the keyboard, coming up with that, right?
That's very clever. Right? I love how
coming
it goes
up
faster
with a bit
and he adds
song,
stuff
right?
to it. So hilarious.
Come on, take Camu and do something with it.
Well, that could be a
it, right?
merch thing. Just Camu Camu.
Camu Camu.
That's its trademark.
We should make our own Camu Camu.
I have a friend that could probably do that.
Oh, we do. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What does that mean?
Mr.
He's
Crunchy.
Quite the chemist.
Oh, yeah.
He's the chemist of the Camu. An alchemist, I guess you would say. That yes. was beautiful. Thank you, Luke.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thanks, Luke.
Luke.
So I'll keep scanning the junk folder.
And find it.
Perfect.
How did you figure together. That out, though, that it was going to the junk?
I was desperate.
Sometimes you dabble.
I was desperate.
I mean, and this was in there? When you, was this
no.
in the junk?
No. How did you get, did he just send it to you personally?
Mm. We got it to the Instagram.
Instagram, okay.
Yeah,
he DM'd me and then I
we have an Instagram. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We're on the socials.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're also getting lots of complaints because the video isn't up.
I
know
okay.
we say
we're still
videotaping.
Figuring it out, I guess. But I think they're using it for clips now, but then eventually we're gonna go to full
Here's the thing.
Shows.
Okay.
There are cameras here, so we're
so
getting
we're pretending
there.
To film.
Yeah. So I'm sorry if I promised the full show right off the bat, but you're gonna start to see on social.
Wait. Is it going to be something that's going to be a full?
Yes,
on?
It
okay.
will. It will be. But once again, like the audio, we just had to figure out the audio first. Now we're figuring yeah. out the video. So it will ramp up. But
so
you know what's really good? It's that
right
this is 101. Is this our 101 show or 102
show? 102.
102.
Okay. So that's good.
So 100 episodes of audio, and then we get 100 episodes of video, and then 100 episodes of what comes after video?
Like
what's
live.
Next?
Live.
Live shows.
Perfect.
Yeah.
live shows.
Heard it here first.
Speaking of live shows.
Speaking of live shows. We, you go.
We went to Morgan Wallen last night.
Morgan Wallen. Yeah. He's doing okay.
No, he's fine.
He sell a few tickets?
No, he just sold back-to-back Busch Stadium. He sold it out two nights in a row.
Like you do. Like you do.
Right. As every artist does.
You know, just selling it out twice.
So Ed Sheeran sold out Busch Stadium once. But he sold, like, Morgan Wallen sold it out twice, and he just played in Chicago, which is 4 hours away. Mm-hmm. And he sold that out. So,
of course he did.
Look at this photo. That is Busch Stadium.
It looks like Nuremberg.
It literally is 50,000 at least people in this stadium.
Yeah.
Right.
Sold it out twice in a row. 100,000 people in two nights in St. Louis. How many people live in St. Louis downtown? Like what?
Like 45,000?
Yeah, something like that. So it's like crazy anyway.
Yeah. So take us through it. Walk us through it. I didn't even know where you were going. We just get these pictures. You don't even tell us.
Well, Luke got it for me for Christmas.
I mean, you say I'm an absent father, but kind of an absent daughter.
I think that it just proves that you're an absent father that you didn't know that I was going because I got it for Christmas.
I think it proves that I'm like a cool father because I'm not like all up in your business, right?
Yeah, you're right.
That's true.
But no, you're excited. No, that's cool you got to go. Though. Is that the biggest show you've been to?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It was also the coolest venue ever.
Yeah, like we
best
were...
Best venue ever.
We, like, and why was that?
Because
you can see everything from everywhere. Looked,
basically... you could see all of downtown St. Louis with the arch in the background while you're watching a concert.
Right.
And we were kind of talking last night and we wanted to get your guys, what's the best, get your opinion. Like
your guys's
opinion.
You guys's, that's a Midwest thing.
What is, we were just wondering what the best spot at a concert is, you know?
Mm-hmm. Great.
Because we were above at the top.
Yeah.
And there were people obviously below, but then there were the people that could go up to the stage.
Yeah.
And there's like four or five different levels that you could go to. And I preferred to be at the top because we could walk around. We weren't like, we were a part of it, but we really weren't.
We were like the peasants, but
it's kind of nice.
Turned out we were the kings and the queens.
Well, they used to call them nosebleeds, right?
Yeah.
But now I think the younger you are, the closer to the stage you want to be, right?
Mm.
Don't you think?
Because I think it depends on the venue.
A lot of people standing most of the time.
Like when we went to Brendan Lake, we were standing right in front. It was great.
Yeah.
And then even some of our older friends were like, that's the best concert I've ever been to. Part of it was like we were standing right in front of them.
Yeah.
That was fun. But not for every concert.
Well, personally, I think the first tier with seats.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think is the best.
That's pretty good.
I think it's really good.
Okay. Then my follow-up question is, What do you do at a concert? Are you a stander? Are you a sing-alonger? Are you a dancer? Are you a sitter? You know, there's so many different.
I'm a sitter. Don't you think we're sitters?
Well, I think it depends on where our seat is too.
Mm-hmm. Like when you went to Keith Urban,
right?
What'd you guys do?
We were sitting and standing.
Keith Urban was awesome because we were in the stadium seating. So because they had seating
first level up,
but then they had where they go up at an angle, right? Mm-hmm. And so you're far away, but it's a great seat. You can see everything. And then halfway into the show, he disappears and he shows up like
right
20 feet from us.
Oh,
he does an
cool
acoustic set.
Mm.
That's really
right
cool
there. And that changed the whole vibe of the show.
Yeah.
It was
seems
amazing.
Like the closer you are, you stand, and the more further away you sit.
I know from that point on, everybody was sitting in the stadium, but not everybody from that point on was standing in the stadium seats.
That's cool.
Yeah. Because say like one of my favorite things to do at a concert is look around and see what everyone's doing. Because you have like the people that are diehard fans of that specific artist that know every single word. Then you have like the boyfriend that bought the tickets and they don't know any of the words, but they have to stand the whole time because their
and
girlfriend
they got
is.
Hand around the waist, just kind of.
Yeah.
Which was kind of Luke.
Nah, you just
kind of. Yeah, it was me. I knew some songs though.
Did you like not want to go?
Huh?
Did you? You weren't interested in going?
No, I like it.
You were more interested in
going. I mean, We went for me.
Yeah. But I like it. I feel like I at least I have some rhythm, so I'm like I'm with it. But there are boyfriends or guys that are just like they don't get it, you know, the music at all.
Right.
So I can like appreciate music while standing.
You should have seen Luke though. He had a cut off camo shirt.
I saw.
Camo. I've never been more attracted to Luke in
my
life.
Was it a camo shirt?
You were sending pictures.
And he had aviators on and a hat.
No, I had pit vipers on.
Oh, pit vipers. Thank you.
What's pit vipers?
They're like the
they're
real.
They're kind of like what you have right there.
Okay.
Yeah, but like the guys that wear mullets
more like
have
a
them.
Cross. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, did you get your glasses?
And then my hat said.
Those are Mary's.
Yeah, they were kind of like that.
Yeah.
But I had Devo. I had him pose and I would take photos of him.
Because.
I was his Instagram wife.
Because.
He was so cute. Well, because everywhere were like girls
Luke
doing these hilarious
so
poses.
It was getting to be quite annoying of the amount of females that were at this concert. It was probably 90% women, 10% men.
Right.
They were all like 22. All were wearing cowboy boots.
And so they're all annoying. Like, I think I got a chance.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think I'm going to land Morgan.
You know, 100%. You know that they think that, though.
Is he married?
Yeah. They're wearing their best. Yeah.
Or
they're dolled up.
Wearing is an understatement of what
True.
They're doing.
Yeah. Fair. Yeah.
So did
not much the, wearing.
Because I guarantee any country concert, there's going to be the small
their boots
group
are bigger
of
than
girls,
their britches.
And they, yeah. Their boots are bigger
boots,
than the britches.
Britches, baloney, bullets.
Bullets and baloney, yeah.
That and, was, yeah, that's what was there.
And they're just drunk off their...
Mm-hmm. Keister.
Yeah.
We didn't really see a lot of super drunk people.
I mean,
cool.
No, there okay. were people falling over.
I'm sure there were. I just didn't see them.
Yeah.
Libby's like, don't.
So, I guess I didn't have my glasses. But, right.
So how...
You're like me, I just don't.
How long was the show?
Oh, my
okay,
gosh.
Okay, so here's the thing. It says it starts at 4. We're not concert goers. We don't get it.
You don't understand.
Right. We don't
understand
people before that.
So really,
4 is like doors open.
We're a St. Louis 4. You tell us 4. Yeah. It's like, all right, starts at 4. We'll get out at 6:30.
Yeah. Like, no, so we made plans after. We're like, oh, great. Like, we'll get out at 8.
Well, here's the thing is that before the concert before started at 6.
The light show is the sun. That's
yeah, exactly,
the lights.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's over.
The concert before
6:30.
There was a night before, and it started at 6 and it ended at 10:30 or 11. So we're like, well, if it starts at 4, we're getting out here at 8 or 8:30.
Yeah.
This is great.
This is great. Yeah. We can go to our other plans that we had.
Yeah.
But no, it starts at, well, doors open at 4. We get there at like 4:45.
And we think we're going to be late.
Yeah.
First ones there.
Yeah. Definitely first ones there. I was like, wow, there's like so much parking.
What's happening?
And like, there's really not that many people walking through here as I thought there would be with it being 50,000 people. But no, it doesn't start till 5:30, which is cool. We're like chilling.
It's fine.
So the first act comes out. He performs for 20 minutes. Then there's like a 30-minute break.
Wow.
And then the next guy comes out, who's Ernest, who's awesome.
He's awesome. Really like everyone should listen to Ernest.
Ernest.
Ernest?
He's
Ernest. Just called Ernest.
Ernest,
yeah.
Okay. He's a big old Nashville dude. Used to write songs forever. And then he's like, I'll just start making songs.
Yeah.
And they're awesome. His band was amazing.
And then night before, because there was a concert the night before, and he fell on the stage. Like
Ernest fell
off the stage.
He fell off the stage. Whoa. I meant to say, yeah, fell off
Poor
the
guy.
Stage. Anyways, that's a side note. And then after Ernest went on, which he went on at like 6:30, 6 o'clock or something, there's another like 45-minute break. And then we're like, okay, here we go. Like our night is great. Like Morgan's gonna come on at 7:15. We'll be out of here by like 8. Is like what we're thinking.
Right.
And then someone comes out, and we think it's him, but it's this freaking guy. Named Parker McCollum.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Who performs for an hour.
No.
That's a long time.
And his songs are trash. They're not trash, but they're all the same, if that makes sense.
Is this
one of them?
Did you
want to hear one of them?
Yeah, this is him.
We made it trash because of the words, or?
Mainly, you'll listen. Does he sing?
Yeah, he sings.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye, strung out on the lawn.
Goodbye, strung out on the lawn.
The line between us was drawn.
That's enough. I've heard enough.
The line between us was drawn.
I have heard enough.
That's not too bad.
So here's the thing. He comes out, and I'm like, oh, that doesn't really look like Morgan. I guess he looks different in person. But no, it's not Morgan. To my demise, it's Parker McCollum. And he performs for so long.
An hour set.
Could you feel the tension in the in the room?
Everyone was just like.
Everyone was sitting down. Everyone was on their phones.
Yes.
No one knew a song.
Yeah.
And they were like mad.
Oh, bummer.
He was like a one-hit song guy.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Did he save it for the end?
No.
I will say, though, he had nice arms.
Yeah, he had huge arms.
I'll admit it. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. He had nice arms.
Are, his arms are tight.
My nemesis had nice arms.
He brought the guns.
But here's the thing is.
Because in the beginning, I was like, he's not that bad. You know, and Luke's like, you just like him because of his arms. I was
did
like,
he have the,
okay.
Did he have the vein going down the bicep kind of thing?
He had the vein. Maybe. He had the. It was just a tight shirt. It's a tight shirt.
He's probably just cranking push-ups before, yeah, before he goes on stage. Yeah. Just that's his.
Okay.
That's his.
So anyway, but get, I'll
card.
Give you the outfit. Ready? Cowboy boots. Wranglers that are ironed, so they have a line
the
down the middle.
Oh, yeah.
The crease.
Iron crease. Yeah.
With the belt buckle.
Yes.
T-shirt. Real tight. Two gold chains.
Two. Mm.
Sunglasses. And like a hat that looks like a beach hat.
For every wait, country girl's dream.
It wasn't a baseball cap.
No.
What? No, it was. What's
a, that does not go with kind of. Iron.
It was a beach
wranglers.
Hat. It doesn't. It was not like Morgan Wallen's hat. It was not like a mesh hat. It was like, okay, a beach.
Well,
hat.
I guarantee,
yeah,
you.
And a Rolex.
I guarantee you that these guys are being dressed by other people head to toe. Don't you think?
Not that. They're, I don't know.
No.
Their managers and
that's
stuff.
That's mixing
so,
of ideas.
So he went on for an hour, and we decided in the first while everyone was still doing their sets, we were like, okay. What's the strategy? What are they going to say? Commentary between songs.
Oh, yeah. It was
so
actually...
that
what artists say in between,
in between
the songs.
Songs. Right. And there are some pretty good ones. Good. Liv, you have...
Okay, so the first guy who comes on is like a young kid. He's cute, but he's like not great. He was weird because his songs were kind of ballads, but his personality was very much like partier. Like, what's up, everybody? Like, so happy to be... Had no rhythm. So every time he would, like, dance, he'd be like...
Off the beat.
Yeah. So, but he was, like, sweet. But then he would, like, go... He's like, I wrote this song when I was going through a really hard time. Who else has gone through a really hard time? And it's like... Then the song starts and he's like, been through so much I didn't know what to do. Like, it's like a really slow song. So it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you know what's
like,
up. Yeah.
Yo, what's up, St. Louis? Every time I just had another day in the sun. Then he goes, I wrote this song for my mom.
Yeah.
It's got us through a lot, mom.
My daddy left
when I was young.
It was funny. Okay, but one of the things that he said that I thought was
so
funny, so
it didn't fit.
He started, it was actually sweet. What
cute.
Also was confusing is like their songs will just be full of like curse words.
Yeah.
And then he's like, in Mark 18:36 or something, it says, anything is possible to him who believes. And then to follow this, he goes, and this song is for any of you who've been through some S word. I wrote this song called Where It Ends. Yeah. And you're just kind of like, what is happening?
Wait a second.
It's like such a...
It was so funny, though.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
We got our friend Chelsea Perry here today with
fiance.
Brian Citrin. And Chelsea's dad is our pastor. Do you think that would work with him? He would just kind of just lead in with just throwing an S-bomb or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening.
But
that just blows my mind.
I mean, it was sweet.
Yeah.
He had his form of a...
You might have some complaints. You
call.
Might get a few emails.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, real quick. Great sermon.
Are you okay?
Yeah, how's it go? How's everything going? You and Patsy okay?
Trying to reach a new
is
audience.
Is this more seeker service-y?
Okay.
Oh, the seekers love the S-bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so
funny. 100%.
Yeah.
Okay.
In Matthew, I love like how he quotes the verse.
I know. It was,
when you
I
listen
mean,
to the Kardashians,
cute,
when they,
oh,
we,
yeah.
We got to pray about this. So they, all, like, oh, Heavenly Father, blah, blah, blah. After it's like, did you effing take care of the laundry? Like, right afterwards. It's like, wow. Okay. I was
right.
So tracking with your
right.
Prayer.
I know.
But now
like,
who am I to judge
crazy.
The Kardashians? But right, I mean, it, what?
It's just, it's so extreme.
I mean.
In the very, you know, moment.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I guess that's just the way they talk in Hollywood.
Yeah, you're right. In LA, I guess they don't wear that much clothes. So
yeah.
It's like
yeah,
maybe,
cultural.
Maybe,
yeah,
Kim was in the, maybe Kim was in the army or something. And that's how they talk.
Yeah. Yeah. So confusing.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So The third guy, Park McCullum, my nemesis,
not for an hour.
He played two songs in the beginning, and then one of his the things that he said afterwards was, that's how you play some country music. I was like, oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
So that made me mad. And then
that made you mad. I got it. Why did that make you mad?
Because it's a
Why would you say that? That's so how you full play of yourself. Music. That's like you can be full of yourself.
Kind of bragging like, about
wait
yourself.
A second, like that. Wait a second.
If you told a joke and then you said, and that's how you do comedy.
Yeah, that's so true.
Exactly. And that's how it's done.
You know, when in the bottom of my mind, that is the worst. Yeah. That was a joke.
That's how it's done.
I'd be joking up in here.
That's what it is.
That's true. Okay, I get it. But look, every country song is like, we're from the country. That's how we do it.
But they're singing it.
Okay, Morgan Wallen can do that. But you have to earn that.
You have to earn the credit.
Okay,
you
got
to
earn that.
Okay.
I get it.
No one knew who this guy was.
You can't just walk in
off the street. If no one knows who you are, you can't be like, that's how you play, open a country music show. You can't say that.
Like when your guy brings the Amazon boxes and lays them down. That's how you deliver a box, bro.
That's right.
That's how boxes are brought, bro.
It's just ridiculous.
If you're headlining, you could say it. If you're opening, you can't.
Or that's right. Not say it at all.
Or yeah, just keep singing. I don't know. Okay.
Maybe after the fifth. Maybe after the fifth song, and then
or
you can throw that
seventh song.
Yeah, he was going.
That'd be
too
funny
long.
If he did it every song.
Well, no, he did say the same thing after every song. He'd be like,
"Wait, this is another one." He said, "We've all been to a beach bar," and then he plays his song. We're like, "Have we all been?
Have we? I don't know."
Because a lot of these people
I've been
are
to
like,
the beach.
"Well, okay,
let me
Let me ask you this: if you guys like this, because the group Oasis from the '90s, you know, Tuesday is gonna be the day. Like after before every song, they would say, "All right, this is." What's the story, Morning Glory? And then they play the song, you know? Uh-huh. Is that, are you guys okay with that?
I'm into it. Oh, that's funny, yeah.
I'm into it. Sure.
Or you would rather be surprised what the song is?
Well,
whichever.
Mix it up.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what you should be saying in between songs. I feel like some people are good at it. But
Morgan Wallen
didn't say anything.
He
just went black, and then you just be like, guys, I'm just happy to be here.
He's like, I love you so much.
Love you so much. And then his hit song would come on. Yeah. And then everyone would scream. But this guy was like, St. Louis, St. Louis. We're in St. Louis. Hey, everybody.
Yeah. I've been to St. Louis when I was younger. We're all like, we don't care.
People use that all the time, though. Like, it's good to be being on a St. Louis summer night. St. Louis doesn't whatever. Yeah, we're from St. Louis. I mean, I'm from West County, but really.
I don't know. No, it's but St. It's Louis. Like, I mean, it would be hard to have the position. Like, you're having to open for like one of the biggest country
we're also
stars
judging
right
this
now.
From the highest seat in the entire stadium
from
with
the
50,000 people.
And when I say the highest, we're in the actual last row of the whole stadium. Yeah. There are no
seats
behind us.
The mesh behind us is the top.
That was the second thought I had. I'm like, they're at Morgan Wallen. Their seats suck.
Wait, now when the first time we went to Keith Urban, we had those seats and that was not good. And then when we went to the Muni and saw Eight, we were in the very last row, but it was still so good.
Yeah, well, the problem with Keith Urban was we had seen Sugarland. Remember Sugarland?
Yeah.
It was a co-headlining thing, and they were in the Enterprise.
They were so good.
So it's enclosed, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
And Sugarland was amazing, and then Keith Urban, all great. It was too loud.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah,
it was
just
four
cranked.
Songs in, we're like, are you guys good?
Yeah, I was like, let's go.
I understand that.
And it was because then we saw Keith Urban outside last year, and it was one of the best shows I've ever seen.
That's awesome.
Chelsea, that was a long time ago. I remember texting her outside that concert.
Which one?
When we were at that Keith Urban
concert. Oh, the Keith Urban
concert? For some reason, I remember texting her
going, you couldn't,
so loud.
Yeah. And then they had the lights, and it was like,
I'm
having a seizure.
Yeah.
I forgot about this. The guy that first went on. He tried to start a chant.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And it didn't.
What?
Wait, the guy?
Please. He tried
he
to start.
Weak,
the guy before Morgan Wallen?
No,
the first
opener,
guy.
Opener.
Oh, the opener.
When there was like,
the
young, when there was like 8,000 people in the stadium with 50,000 seats.
Yeah.
He tried to start a St. Louis chant, which we don't chant.
We don't chant
St. Louis.
You don't chant.
We're not
Saint
a chanting
Louis.
City. We don't have
for the Blues.
We do chant with the Blues. You get a wave starting in St. Louis.
We are a wave.
Louis,
yeah, we keep
you.
Going.
We'll carry that for hours.
But although they do chant with the Blues and the hockey stuff.
Well, they do Blues.
Yeah, but you do a Blues chant.
It's not a chant.
You don't
That's
do a.
True.
He literally tried to go. He tried to go St. Louis, St. Louis.
Yeah.
It lasted for 3 times, and then I think he got the picture. We were all like.
Nope, no, not today.
We're not
St. Louis. It's like it's like one word, St. Louis. It's not St. Louis.
I know, but then we were like, what are like really
syllables.
What would be really hard like city names to chant? You know,
like he does in every town.
Nuremberg, or like
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati would be hard.
There you go.
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Like you can be like LA, or like you can be like,
yeah, that's better.
Some you can.
What's
do?
The best chance?
Seattle would be tough.
Yes.
Seattle. Seattle.
It was just a weird thing to chant, I think.
Yeah, it is.
But it was funny.
But maybe I feel bad for these guys, because think about when you're first starting out comedy too. It's like you're trying to find your
try
legs.
A chance.
Yes.
And you're trying to figure out what's your thing gonna be. Yeah. Like what's
I tried
your...
to do the St. Louis chant in Greensboro, North Carolina. And they just
did not
wouldn't,
work.
Didn't
work.
Didn't take.
But I feel bad for them. But it's still hilarious.
You think that somebody once again, still that
hilarious.
One of their handlers or people like at the label would kind of train
them
to say.
They're going up, you know, they're going up in the world.
Okay, listen to what this guy was wearing, though. You ready?
First
okay,
here we go. Guy the first or second guy? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Cardinal red shoes, like Nike Air
Pandering.
Forces. Full, okay, khaki pants.
It looks like he worked at Schnucks.
He did. He did. Oh, my gosh.
Which
he was wearing a
Cardinals
jersey.
Is this Jake from State Farm?
That's so nice.
He was wearing a Cardinals jersey and
maybe
a Cardinals
he's from
hat.
Here, though. Is
he
is from
not.
Here?
No.
He is not from here. He's from Tennessee.
Got it.
So it was just a little. And then he was chanting St. Louis, and we're like, okay, dude. Like, you're not one of us.
It's not a
you
geography class.
Oh.
You get it. You
was,
get it.
That's
come on.
Kind of sweet, though.
It was sweet. It was mm-hmm. cute. And also,
I mean, no, think of the outfits.
I hated it. I was like
too.
Cringing yeah. for him. I think that's why I
yeah,
was uncomfortable.
I know.
But it was sweet.
Oh, yeah. I look at some of the yeah. outfits I was wearing in the 90s. I did.
It's like, why
I did the bananas video in like a silk shirt.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, in yeah. a hot club.
And you were sweating.
I had to come back and do it again because I was sweating so bad.
Yeah, they
I remember
actually
the lady,
made him do it over
there's
again.
There's the lady working for the video company, and she was in the front row going.
What did
meaning,
that mean?
To wipe my face.
Oh, right.
And she didn't tell me these signs before the show. She's just
and you're like,
what? Do I have a big head? What do you want me to do?
You're like, are
I
you the sign
know.
Language lady?
I don't know.
We need to come up with these before the show.
I don't know. What?
But he literally did have to go back. You think he's joking. He actually literally did have to go back to Atlanta and film that whole thing.
I believe
over
that.
For yeah. that show.
Yeah.
But, that's a good.
In a
that's
different
a good,
shirt.
So as a part of this concert and as just a part of general, we had a lot of time to think because we were there from 4:30.
Yeah, we were there for six
yeah, definitely,
hours.
Definitely.
Until 11.
Six
and,
hours.
But after the Parker McCollum guy, there was an hour and a half wait until Morgan Wallen came
Morgan
on.
Until Morgan Wallen.
We almost left.
Half.
Livia was mad.
I don't
mad.
Get why they do that.
I was so mad.
But anyway,
I was more sad.
We were walking that. Around the
wait,
stadium.
Wait, the opener that you did not like was finished and then your main guy didn't come until an hour and a half after that?
Yeah,
that's just rude.
It's crazy.
That's super.
That's like Guns N' Roses stuff. That's like
that's
he would show
cool.
up 4 hours late.
But
well, I think that's what
thing,
he does
man,
because
is...
you wait for the dark or something like that. But
yeah, but then they start
it. It was sick.
That's
though.
Dumb.
I will say, yeah, once he came on,
four people,
all of that anger dissipated.
Went away.
Yeah, he was good. The lights were. He came up through
well.
The bottom yeah. of the stage.
I mean,
and what they do also is
they got us.
Well, what they do also, not only is it dark, they bring the lights. You know, all the stage lit up, but then they turned the volume up too.
Oh, yeah.
Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah.
They turned all the lights down and then, like, boom. And then it was like
the light show was
so
crazy. They were shooting
show.
Fireballs
there was
everywhere.
Fire, there was fireworks. It was amazing.
I've never been to a concert at Busch Stadium.
It was amazing.
Probably.
I almost don't want to go to another concert
venue
somewhere else. Yeah.
Like,
that seems cool.
Because
that's interesting.
They figured out, I think the problem with stadiums is that you can't see, but their resolution on their TV is so good now. That
yeah.
it doesn't matter
yeah.
where you sit.
Yeah.
And they figured
that's
out
true.
They yeah. figured out the sound system.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
It's crazy.
Because when the Beatles were here in 67 or something, and their sound, they actually had to play it through like where the announcer
yeah.
goes, coming to bat, Stan Musial. They played through the same
yeah.
wow.
like megaphony thing.
What that sounded like?
It was hard. They quit. They only toured for like 4 years.
Because of that.
Because
yeah.
screaming too. They
well, because
yeah.
their crowds were so big and they didn't
right.
have the music.
They
did
get
yeah,
helicoptered in.
That's really interesting though that was a good venue and they
amazing.
Made
it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was
okay.
awesome.
Okay.
Good, but because good. They bring so their own fun. Like their own sound system. Yeah. Basically, like we're sitting behind home plate really high up, but they bring like a 60, 70 foot pole
wow.
with speakers on both sides. Yeah. And everywhere you are in the stadium, it's perfect. We walked everywhere.
Did you see any of like the semis, you know, that bring how many were there?
Altogether,
maybe 14.
Yeah. There were a lot.
Yeah.
Their stage was the entire outfield.
I'm guessing they probably have 20 tour buses, maybe. The crew has
there
to
were
be
a ton of tour buses.
At least 100
Paisley
crew.
Had a bunch. There were at a ton. That time.
It was wild.
At the outdoor, at the Riverport.
So no wonder they're charging a grand.
I just want to say one more of the things that.
Oh yeah, yeah, please.
PM said in between one of
Parker
his songs.
McCollum, if you don't know PM,
he goes, "I once played 52 holes of golf in one day." We're all like, "What?
That's it?"
He goes,
"That's random.
I'm from Texas, and one time I played 52 holes of golf in one day." Then he took a shot. He's like, "Let's play some country music." I was like, "Okay."
Why did he announce that?
He's just and then also so before he, yeah. we that's went on his Instagram because we were mad.
Maybe he's just super
that's
funny.
What you should do, just yell at random stuff. I got 3 cans of beans, some cereal, and some granola in my cupboard right now. Let's do some country music.
Maybe my father ran away when I was 14.
Just I love the funny. Red.
Just, I kind of like him. I never know what he's going to say. Say you want about McCullough. That guy. He's a surprise. What's that?
It's Rally Mile.
In Russia?
Oh, in
Metallica
Russia?
In Russia? It's like a million people in the audience.
Literally. Well, yeah. They can't understand what they're saying anyway.
And he's talking to them.
A million people.
Yeah, you guys in Russia.
Did they say a bunch of random stuff?
Hey, Russians, we're going to play some metal. Get it? Right? Metal?
Have you seen what he's talking about, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And that's what they did? Wild. What did they say?
They said to the spasiba. They usually like learn one word. Hey, Moscow, spasiba.
And that's all they say.
Spasiba.
So they said it every time.
Yeah, that's what they usually do. Need to supercharge your hiring? You need a super hiring partner. You need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. They streamline hiring with powerful tools that find you matched candidates. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed Data US. We all have a bottom line, and it's great that Indeed's the only job site where you only pay for applications that meet your must-have requirements. And check this out. In the minute I've been talking to you, 16 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/Hawkins. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/Hawkins. Indeed.com/Hawkins. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Indeed. Yeah. So the concert. So I was going to ask about the opening. You saying he shot out of the floor?
Yeah. He like came up out of the floor.
It was
amazing. I tell you what, I was angry.
Yeah. She switched up real quick.
I was really fighting my anger because I didn't want to be angry. But you know how sometimes you just have this plan in your head and it's just thwarted. Yes. And you're just like so sad about it. But then there
so
he comes.
Actually sad.
Out of the floor.
Not angry.
And all my anger was gone.
So what was the opening song, you remember?
Yeah, Up Down.
Up Down, Up Down, Up Down.
Yeah, that's really.
With Florida Georgia Line.
Well, that's great reading.
That's like his first
song. Great writing.
Hey, that was his first song, mister.
So they're sitting down. All right, we're going to write a song.
We're going to write a song
now. You can complain when you hear that song in a boat.
I just really thinking about directions.
Tell me you don't like it.
Directions and stuff. Left, right, left, now.
North, south.
Hey, country people are.
North, south.
Country people are simple folk.
We're simple people now.
No.
Back off.
No, that's not it.
How about in and out, in, out, in. No. That just doesn't. Okay, let me just do a chant. What chant are we going to do?
St. Louis.
So, all right, let's start with that. Let's start with that.
Let me tell you.
Came up with
it
Down.
Was the best song to start with because that's his like first big song ever when he was like young.
Everyone.
Everyone went
And everyone
wild.
Heard it. You guys could sing along.
Yeah.
It was clearly, so what's up, down?
Up, down, up, down, up, down.
That's actually, the reason I'm only singing that is the only part I really, like, know by heart.
Yeah.
We're just putting it down and ran the DFG.
I thought it was DFV. I thought it was DMV.
How old is he now?
We're running it down in the DMV.
Now, how old is he now?
29.
He's 49.
29.
Oh, 29.
Let me ask you this. Was his second song, The Wheels on the Bus?
Go round and round.
No, his second song was I Wrote the Book, Dad. Come on, man.
And he played 98 Braves.
He did.
98 Braves.
That's good. Did he go to 97 Braves?
He's getting better.
96
98
Braves.
Braves.
It was so good. Okay. 95 Braves.
He's getting better.
Yeah.
You start. Braves. You get up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it like the beer song?
Here, but we have start Simple Folk in the crowd. We're Simple Braves. Folk. Come on. The guys in the audience have, we noticed this as our time there. Yeah. They have two kinds of shoes. They have cowboy boots, Ariats.
Yeah.
Typically, that's
wait,
the brand
let's
they
guess.
Go for.
Okay. Yeah. There's two. What would you think the type would be, honey?
Ariats. And what's the other one?
Concert?
Yeah, there's only two kinds of shoes there.
Wait, so one is boots and something is not boots.
Correct.
Well, I'm just like tennis shoes, I guess.
Nope. Specific brand.
Oh, brand, okay.
New Balance?
Nope.
That's a tennis shoe.
Is it a tennis shoe?
Nope.
Is it a...
Loafer.
Nope.
Is it a Croc?
Nope. Close.
Dad has a pair.
You have a pair.
Birkenstocks?
Nope. Kind of close. Kind of close.
Yeezys?
Nope.
Yeah, Yeezys are at the country concert.
Those are tennis shoes.
it's not a tennis shoe, or it isn't?
No.
It's not like a... Oh, a Hey Dudes.
Hey yep. Dudes. There are two
really?
Shoes. There are two shoes, and I'm...
Oh, I would have
like,
thought that.
It is
that,
it is yeah. Cowboy boots, the biggest cowboy boots you've seen.
Right. Yeah.
And then there are Hey Dudes. Those are the only two shoes they wear.
Okay, also, wow. You
what
know
were
how
you wearing?
Expensive...
Jordans?
Yeah, he's wearing Jordans. You know
one
how expensive like cowboy boots are?
Yeah.
And like I was like, I wonder the price, like the amount of money here that has gone into cowboy, like the cowboy boots.
We saw cowboy boots like, mid up to mid-thigh.
We saw every type of cowboy boot
every
you
size.
Ever want.
Guys?
Girls.
Guys?
Man, oh, yeah. Female.
And then we wrote a song called... My,
oh, your Budweiser's
bigger than
your
boots or something.
No, your Budweiser's bigger than your britches.
No, my Budweiser's bigger than my boots.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what it was.
Yeah, because they get those.
Then you have those girls
the
with the 40s.
Big old cans.
Wow.
I want to dress. I want to dress up like a white girl at a country concert for Halloween. It's just like super short shorts, big boots, the 60-ounce Budweiser. Virtually a bandana covering my chest.
Now, honey, what would you wear to a country concert? Do you remember what you wore to Keith Urban?
No. Yeah. But we were at the beach house. I was wearing striped pink and blue
she
and
was
white.
Wearing her wetsuit.
No, striped
she came
flared
in her
pants. And it had the little crop top with the little sleeves off the shoulder.
So that's
but it looked like a it looks like a jumper.
Country. That's beach country. That was a cool concert because I didn't know we were going. They just said we're going to a concert.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
So we're walking up, and I'm like, I'm
Larry
trying to
Bottom.
Judge by the line of people. Like, what kind of people?
Yeah.
Walk
yeah,
in.
We bought
like,
him the
so
night before,
fun.
The day before in the pool, and you were not there. So we're like, let's not tell Tim. And we'll just tell him, you
great.
Know, get ready. We didn't even tell him we were going to a concert. He had no idea what we were even going to do.
It was great.
That's so
fun.
Isn't
that fun?
It was awesome.
And then you remember we walked in, and that guy was standing there. And it was the first time when we walked into the venue. And the guy standing there, Keith Urban t-shirt, you go, oh, it's Keith Urban. And you go up to the guy, he's like, I'm not Keith Urban. But he's saying it because he's realizing that this is what we're going to. And that guy was like 6'3", dark hair, looked Italian. He was just like, wait, what?
Remember that? We went up and bought a beer. And they gave us the beer and like, that's how you give somebody a beer.
No, I was gonna say, I don't remember that.
That's how you take
that's
a credit card
done.
Swipe.
That sounds done.
That's how you just, eat a sandwich.
We should just do that for everything now.
Coming out of the bathroom. That's how you take a leak.
We like to call this the Bobby Meyer.
What's that?
That's how you do whatever.
That's how you finish a bowl of cereal. Yeah,
That's what Bobby does. He'll be walking in the park or something. There'll be some guy eating a sandwich on a bench. He doesn't know. He's like, look at that big old sandwich.
To the guy.
Man, I wish I had a sandwich like that.
But the guy
you're going to love
it.
That sandwich, ain't you?
And they love it.
You're going to eat that sandwich? Oh, man.
That's kind of like an adult so version of talking to a baby.
We should talk to adults like that.
get you a car? Oh, you got you a car. You're going to drive that car? You're going to drive it? You're going to steer that car? Oh, man, I bet you're going to make some left-hand turns and right-hand turns.
The guy's
oh
like,
my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I am. I am. This guy's making me feel really good about my
car. Oh, my gosh. He's so sweet.
It's so funny.
Yeah, that's what I don't know if we talked about it before, like when you get a drunk text from somebody, it's like, that's how we should communicate all the time. You know?
I don't know. I never get those.
My friends aren't drunks.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, do you have a drunk
I love
friend?
You. You're the best friend I ever had.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
I have a person who does
seriously.
That. You mean so much to me.
So the night, tell me about, it's a, 2-hour show?
What, seven hour show?
It was 5 hours.
Did you not catch us? They got
four. No. I mean, actually, Morgan Wallen.
Oh, he was there for 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours.
We went at 9:30. So we left at 10:30 because he finished and then they did an encore and we're like, we didn't like the encore song. So we left to beat traffic because we're old people now.
Yeah we're old.
Which is fine. We're fine with it.
We love it.
We went to go home and watch an episode of Seinfeld before,
We had to unwind.
We had to unwind.
Yep, you got to unwind with Seinfeld. Yeah,
bring it down with a Seinfeld. So,
it is what it is. But then he ended up playing more songs. But we had our fill.
Yeah.
You know?
It was great.
Well, you could hear it on the way to get your car. Could you?
Kind of.
There was a lot of drumming on plastic drums outside of the stadium and lots,
there's always the guy playing the sax.
Entertainment.
Yeah.
There's people with laptops out there.
Brendan, did you say you could hear the music from where you live?
It's Raleigh Mau.
I feel like I could because I was outside at 10:30.
Yeah.
I just heard that
Okay,
that was probably it.
4 miles. So I feel like that's.
Yeah, I remember going through Nashville, driving through Nashville, and the Stones were in town, and you could hear, I could hear yeah. Nashville.
Yeah, right.
You're right. Chant with me, chant.
Oh, yeah. No,
well, that's
it was
exciting.
Wild.
That's exciting. Good for Morgan. I know he had 6 weeks off. He had,
yeah.
Can you imagine having, you sold 1 billion tickets, but then your voice is gone. So everything and all the trucks and all the people and all that is all this little baby right here.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. But. That's cool. He's back in.
Yeah.
Back in the.
I know. That was a bummer for him.
He's doing some country music. That's how you do it. This isn't country, but Spencer sent me some special music.
Oh, yeah.
This week.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, and anytime Spencer sends me something, once again, it's like.
Buckle up.
All right. Well, I got
to
watch
it. I like to save them for when I'm really ready, you know?
Because, you can't
Well, then we just kept listening to them.
Then we listened to the half album.
Almost the whole album, because.
Yeah. He sent me, his name's Paparazzi and the Pop Tones.
Potogs.
The Pop Togs.
The Photogs.
The Photogs.
The Photogs.
Paparazzi. Okay. Play that song that he sent.
I don't know if I want to, but I will.
Yeah. Well, Sam would like this song.
If you poop your pants, or you pee your pants
sometimes,
don't feel bad about it. If you poop your pants, it's no big deal. Don't be embarrassed. Sometimes you're not able to go to the bathroom.
Gosh.
And you end up pooping your pants or pee your pants or something like that. It's no big deal if you poop your pants or you pee your pants sometime.
Okay.
It happens. Thanks. I know it's only a minute long.
Enough.
The name of the album is Paparazzi Gets Introspective, Shares His Worldview, and Offers Advice.
So we listen to almost all of them.
Is it just one guy?
Yes. And
they all sound like this.
They all play the same chord. They all give advice.
It's so funny.
Oh, it's Don't Say Bad Words Ever.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Don't Say Bad Words Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah. It's basically, once again, it's Paparazzi. He gets introspective. He shares his worldview.
Yes. Okay.
And offers advice.
Okay.
Bad words are terrible things to say.
This is Sam.
You should always speak nice words.
I said Sam would like this.
Don't use bad words, or else I'm gonna put some soap in your mouth.
It's literally Sam.
We call Sam over here?
I will really do it.
It probably is
can
Sam.
We call Sam.
Don't use bad words. Bad words are the worst things in the world. Why would you want to use words that make people sad? Use words that make people happy. Don't use words that your mama would say. Stop using that word. You're a bad kid. Be a good kid. Use good words.
Okay, so I thought that's maybe this advice. Album was for kids, you know, to use mm-hmm. in preschool. But then he said, then he has a nice message about, like, don't do LSD.
Oh,
so I figured, well.
You want to play a little of that? Can you find
it? Wait, I want Sam to come over here and listen to it.
Sam,
it sounds
come here.
The same.
Sam.
Sam, get over here. Come listen to this song.
Come here.
Here, give them.
And tell me it's not you.
Can you get.
Yeah, Liv, can you let them use it? Here, Sam, come here.
Chelsea and Brian hear it too. Is there any way we can
hear
it?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
here, Sam, you come use this one. Come use my mic.
Okay. Here, I'll let them.
Oh, yeah.
Brian, you.
Hello, everybody.
It's Chelsea, because I'm probably a little more sweaty. It doesn't matter.
Oh, I'll cover it. No, you can have Libby's.
There you go. Yeah. You'll be glad right, you heard
okay.
this.
Oh,
yeah,
no, you won't.
Just like, can you kneel?
Or is yeah, kneel.
Kneel.
My name's Sam.
Sam, listen, this is, we think this is you. You've been doing this.
I've been doing this?
Can you hear yourself?
This is
hit play.
This is Sam. Your real.
Don't use bad words. Bad words are
bad.
Terrible things to say. You should always speak with nice words. Don't use bad words, or else I'm gonna put some soap in your mouth. I'll do it. I will really do it. Don't use bad words.
It's a whole hour.
Bad words are the worst things in the world. Why would you want to use words that make people sad?
It's paparazzi,
use words that make people happy. Don't use.
We just thought that sounded like you, Sam. Did you make that?
Sounds like me?
No, I mean, just seems like a song you would come up with. Don't you think?
It definitely is.
I think
definitely,
we've actually
this guy definitely doesn't
LSD.
Overthink it.
Oh, don't do LSD.
Just, I got one idea.
Don't take LSD. It's bad for you.
Duh.
They say LSD makes you see all kinds of weird, crazy stuff.
It's from Spencer, so yeah.
That's close.
Yeah, why do course. You gotta take LSD for that?
It's the old version.
Don't do LSD. LSD is a very, very bad, 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 bad. Very, very bad, bad,
so
bad,
bad.
It's a very bad thing for you to do. If you want to see all kinds of weird things and dragons and other weird stuff like that.
Okay, you guys get it.
Then what do you do if you
want to
see dragons?
Oh, that's right. I think he does say that. Oh, my gosh. You guys, they're all like a minute and a half long, and they're all these played in the same way. It's a whole album. He's actually recorded
a whole
album.
Spencer just played, like, this is the only, like, education he gives his boys.
Yeah, well, yeah. Some of the songs that Holland sings are...
You remember those Sesame Street songs about not doing LSD?
Well, there's a big bird on there.
Don't do LSD!
So it seems like the writers might have been on something.
Bad words.
Oh, dear. All right. Now for our next segment.
Wait, are you guys got whole segments going on today?
We do.
Oh, we got everything.
Okay, cool. We're trying to move into a segment related podcast.
It's just every 10 minutes is a new segment.
Yeah. Even if we're not
Even
done
if
with
we're
the previous
in the middle
segment.
Of the segment, we have to move on.
All right, time's up. New segment.
Okay. New segment. Okay, well, this is different. That's cool.
Luke, would you like to introduce this new segment?
Our final segment.
I don't know
day.
What it is.
You know what it is.
Come on, you know.
Oh.
Wink, wink.
Can you give me some music? I'll give you music and you introduce it. Ready?
Oh, dang it. Up next for this new segment is Guess That Gen Z Word.
Oh.
For daddy.
All right.
You have to guess. Ready?
Guess that Gen Z word for daddy.
Okay. You know what? I think we should bring Jackson in for this.
Is Jackson here?
He is.
He was.
Get Jackson.
I'll start you off with the first one, then we'll bring Jackson in.
Okay.
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 Do you know? Okay, so I'm just going to give you a Gen Z word or saying, and you're going to have to tell me what it means.
Right.
Or we did have another idea. Can I tell you? Right on the air. That if we gave Dad a Gen Z word next week also, and then he has to use it without knowing what it actually means during the podcast.
Oh, that's cute.
But you could do it this way today.
You could do like a bunch and put them in a jar, like in each.
And then you could draw one out, and then he has to use it, but not know what it means.
Okay, ready?
It's a good idea.
Glow up.
Glow up.
Yeah.
that means, you know, you're going to put some makeup on, put some, like, get your nice clothes and get your hair done. Hair did. Put on your cowboy boots.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It means more of like a transformation. Like Luke had a glow up.
Yes. He did? Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So he bettered himself as far as.
It's like you
So it's
like
a major transform, or can it be
yeah,
a
it's
daily?
Like a glow up. No, it's like you were like, you were just like a normal looking person. And then you were like, you had a glow up.
Oh, you
so you got
up.
Jacked or you got, okay. You know.
All right.
Okay.
Glow
All
right. up.
Okay, ready for the next
one? That was easy.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Stan.
Stan?
Yeah.
Stan means, Stan mean understand? Get it?
You know what Stan means?
No.
No.
I mean, mom's hip on these. That's why we're not asking.
Yeah, she's on this. For real, for real.
To me, it sounds like, you've got a Brad, who's a real kind of maybe like a cool guy, a Brad. Stan would be like probably a nerd, I would say, a nerd.
Okay. No.
Homie's a Stan.
It's like, it stands for stalker and fan. Like, we stan Morgan Wallen.
We stan
Tim Hawkins. We stan.
Oh, like a stalker.
We don't stan.
Yeah.
Like,
we don't stan Parker McCollum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Definitely not.
Okay, Jackson, come take my seat real fast. I want you to just give Dad some Gen Z words and see if he knows the meaning, okay?
We've done glow up and stan.
Sorry. Do I just say him?
Yeah.
Jit.
Jit?
Jit.
That sounds like it. Let's see. Jit. Legit. That's totally legit.
Nope.
Jit.
Nope.
That was a country song. Jit.
Well, sort of. That could be a sentence.
Can you use it in a sentence, Jackson?
What's up, Lil Jit?
Sounds like inappropriate.
No, it's not. Okay. No, it's good.
That was, but that's.
Does it mean the homie?
It means the homie. It's my little Jit.
Or
my
you guys told me something different, though.
What I say?
You said it means you're valid.
Valid is it's
valid.
It's a synonym.
Valid.
Yeah, valid. It's you're valid same. For real.
Right. For real.
For real.
FR.
Mom has a list. Don't you have a list?
Yeah.
Yeah, we made a list. Here, let me read off the list.
Wait.
Oh
my gosh. Wait a minute. All right.
They probably think I'm really smoking a real cigarette.
We already used them last time.
It's called a fun cigarette.
Hey, hand me that cigarette, Jit.
Dude, that sounds so offensive.
No, it's not.
Hey, Jit, show me that.
The cigarette. All right,
cigarette.
The cigarette's Jit.
Me and Mikey made this list for Mom.
yesterday.
I'll give you a phrase. That John gooder than a mug.
That's what they made me say.
That John gooder than a mug.
Gooder than a mug.
Yep, that's what we say. That's what the kids say.
And John. It's J-A-W-N.
J-A-W-N.
John gooder than a mug. That
gooder than a mug.
Than a mug?
Than a mug.
That guy's cool. That guy's cool.
No.
That John, that guy, is gooder.
I guess
is
you're like close.
Than a regular person. He's better than the regular. That person is better than the regular person.
Here, let me act it like. That John gooder than a mug.
Ah, so it's a drink. That drink is good.
Well, it doesn't have to be a drink. It could be anything.
How about that was delicious?
Yeah. No, that, yeah. Basically. Yeah,
okay.
Basically. So it what's could be John? Used as that. John is anything.
Okay.
It's a noun.
Anything.
For
everything
any
in this room is a John.
Thing.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So.
All things are J-A-W-N.
I hit that pickleball with this John.
Yes.
And it was gooder than a mug.
Yep.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay.
Good job.
That's fire.
That's fire, which means that's awesome.
Yeah. That's cold.
That's cool.
That's heat.
That's hot. That's like awesome.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you're right. clipping. I just clipped.
I just clipped. Made a mistake.
No.
I just clipped. I just.
You're complete opposite.
I clipped it. That means you did something well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're like clipping. When I married that woman over there, I clipped.
You clipped.
You've been clipping.
I clipped that John.
Yep.
Well,
no.
Okay.
That doesn't make sense.
I clipped that.
Chick.
She's heat.
Yeah. There you go. Keep it a buck.
She gooder than a mug.
Keep it a buck.
Keeping a buck.
Keep it a stack. Keep it 100.
Keeping a buck. Just you have money on you.
No. I'm gonna keep it a stack with you.
I'm gonna keep a stack. I'm gonna tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the way you said it, the rhythm was like,
yeah,
hey, man.
See, you understand?
What was it? I'm gonna keep.
I'm
a stack.
Keep it a stack. With
oh,
you.
That's
I'm
a good
keep
idea.
It a buck with you.
Hey, man. So when you're talking to kids when they're doing this, you should listen to the rhythm of it. Sometimes when you don't understand
words.
What they're saying, like you do in Mexico.
Right. Hey, kids. I'm keeping a stack with you right now, and because I love you, because you're. What was the one before?
John.
John.
Right. John gooder than a mug.
Right.
All right. Bet.
Bet?
Bet.
Just bet.
Like you, okay, don't, let me say.
this is so hard.
Bet. You can bet on that. Like you can take it to the bank. Keep it a stack. For real.
We should just use them all wrong.
Do you want to do a scenario?
Bet.
All right, yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
I'm going to make this half court shot.
Bet.
Bet. Oh, that means I bet you won't. Or bet me.
Here, let's do a different scenario. Hey, you should come over later.
Bet.
Oh, yes.
It's like, okay.
Okay. Hey, I got another one. Let's buy some puzzles and Legos and do them later.
Bet that.
Yeah.
You did that.
Okay. Because you guys like Legos.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like. Yeah, bet.
All right, let's give him one more. Give him a good
do
one.
Do that last one, the bacon cheddar.
Well, bacon I'm saving it. I'm
but
saving
that's a lot.
It.
He said do one more.
Nah, I'm going to do two more.
Good, two more.
What's a word for when cheddar. You're kind of out of drink, but you're trying to get that last little bit?
Valid.
Them's my ops.
That's my choices.
You a op for real.
Oh, them's my ops, my homies, my buddies.
No.
Mm-mm.
My OPs.
OPPS. Like,
them's my ops.
Like, oh, man, I can't believe that dude snitched on me. He a op.
Oh, he's like an opponent.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's my enemy.
My opposition.
Ah.
Yeah. There you go.
That's a good one.
All right, I'll end with this one.
I told you to take out the trash, but you didn't put a bag back in. I'm like,
I left.
Use my ops
whoa,
right now.
Whoa.
I
was
told
leaving.
You put a bag in.
No, you said take this trash
okay,
out.
Okay, you don't have to. It's a fine.
Whatever.
That's right. I'm sorry, son.
All right.
I'm sorry, son.
To defend.
Bet or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
I'm going to end it with this one.
That's.
Yo, Ock. Can I have a bacon, egg, and cheese the Ocky way? Don't forget the Bev.
Never.
That's I use that all the time.
Wait, one more time.
Yo, Ock, can I get a bacon, egg, and cheese the Ocky way? And don't forget the Bev. Never.
My head is exploding right now.
I use this probably like 10
no
times
cap.
A day.
No cap.
Wait, I'll throw something in there. Ready? Can I get a bacon, egg, and cheese and a Pop-Tart the Ocky way?
Of course.
First, you throw the bacon on the grill. Then you put the peppers on the grill. Don't forget the Bev.
Never.
Okay. The Ock is throwing me.
Yeah.
Ock.
It's
hey,
a Baltimore thing.
Hey, bro.
No, it's not.
New York.
Oh,
Baltimore.
It's a New York thing.
We could do a whole other podcast on Baltimore.
That Baltimore thing is funny.
Baltimore.
Have you seen that
Baltimore,
on YouTube?
The Orioles.
Just watching a family Ravens. Talk about... from Baltimore. It's hilarious.
No, that's different. Baltimore. There's two different Baltimore. Whatever.
So
it's fine.
Anyway.
Hey, Ock.
Yo, Ock.
Yo, Ock. What was the second half? Second part.
Can I get a bacon, egg, and cheese the Ocky way?
The Ocky way.
One
Don't
word.
Forget the Bev.
Never.
Hey, Ock. The Ocky way? Hey, Ock. Can I get it? Like, hey, McDonald's. Hey, McDonald's employee.
Well, you're close. You're,
like
that's pretty
word.
Good.
That's pretty close.
But think about McDonald's. Replace it.
With a bodega.
And the bodega's owned by...
Taco Bell.
No, a bodega.
A bodega. Real bodega. Is owned by someone named...
A New York bodega.
What's a bodega?
Bodegas.
It's like a corner store.
Yeah, where they make the Sammies. And it's owned by someone named...
What's his name?
Ock.
Ock. Mm-hmm.
And when he does something the Ocky way...
It's that
way. I don't know.
Mm.
It's this guy's name.
It's ordering a sandwich in New York.
Oh, okay.
It's how you get it. That's how you get a bacon, egg, and cheese in New York.
Oh, bet.
Don't forget the Bev.
Never.
All
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought so you were pretty good.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right. Perfect.
So
do I make an exit now?
Yeah.
I don't know. We're about done.
We're about done.
We're about done. We've gone.
Yeah, we're gone. We're a long done. Time.
Yeah. We made it through two segments.
We did. We're going to have so it's many good. Segments. It's going to be
on the camera?
Legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Say hi.
Look right there. See?
I didn't know if it was on or not.
So do you want to do an off the cuff rant?
What's this? Oh yeah, you got a rant.
You got a rant in you?
Sure.
All right. The segments, what? The rant.
Is that the one?
No, it's
the hotel.
Wait.
He is such a young man, but he has so much to say. And he loves to give opinions in an opinionating way. He is loved from California to the sweatshops in Bombay. So it's time to take some time for Jackson ranting.
Good afternoon. You know what I hate the most is when people think that I can do an off-the-cuff rant, like it doesn't take time and preparation to prepare a rant before I rant. Because if I do a rant without the preparation, I'll just look stupid. And they're like, hey, you should do it off-the-cuff. You should just do it. It's not that easy. You don't understand. You don't understand my life. You don't understand what I go through every day when I do these rants. You don't get it. You don't understand what I do. Don't rush art. Thank you.
Is such a young man, but he has so much to say, and he loves to give opinions in an opinionating way. He is loved from California to the sweatshops in Bombay. So it's time to take some time for Jackson ranting.
All right, good show, everybody. I want to thank our guests again for they're on their phones now, but thank our guests for they're working.
Listen to them.
I can't see them, but
they're cheering for us.
They popped in for a moment.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, cameo.com.
Find it by
Cameo.
Oh,
my gosh. You haven't done that in a long time. Yeah.
I know.
Libby's not here, so you're getting away with it.
Cameo.com, Tim Hawkins, I'll do your video.
Look
customized.
Look in your drawers for
you're
some
so
cash.
Funny.
Bet the Aki way. Mm-hmm.
Bet
Bye.
The Aki way.
Bye.
Bye.
Just use your imagination.